Let's get something clear. Your morning routine sucks. And I'm sorry to tell you that, but it does. If you want to be more productive, cancel your morning routine. Seriously, stop doing the morning routine. I know some people are going to come for me for this because morning routines right now, or at least have been for a while, the thing to do when it comes to being a high performer or growing your business or whatever. I think so many of us face the routine dilemma, you know? You wake up, you do a certain number of things. It makes you feel like you're being productive. And also, you know that a lot of these biohacking things you should be doing are good for you. And so you're like, yes, I'm accomplishing something. My morning routine, amazing. And then on the off chance that your life changes, like there's so many instances where my morning routine has totally been thrown. Traveling, living nomadically, dating someone, working on a project that goes really late at night, forget about a morning routine. Being flexible with your morning routine is actually more beneficial than living in this world where you're just so rigidly focusing on the routine. And if you don't hit it, you feel bad about yourself. And believe me, I have felt the guilt of waking up, getting on my phone, not meditating, not journaling, not working out. And then all of a sudden it's 3 p.m., I haven't done anything good for myself. I'm struggling with knowing what to work on. And so I just feel like shit. I think we're very much told that the morning routine is how you're going to be more productive. You're going to get stuff done, make more money, be that high performer. I've always felt disconnected from the morning routine. It just has never fit who I am as a person. It's great if morning routines work for you, but I want you to ask yourself, does this really work for me? Is this actually helping me in my day? So let's get into it. Why do we do morning routines in the first place? Well, we do them for a reason called flow proneness. And it's this idea that activities like cold showers and journaling and meditation prime our brain for a later flow state in our day. There is like a neuroelectrical state that your brain gets into when it's in flow. And if you don't understand what flow is like when everything dissolves away and you're so hyper focused and time just disappears and you're able to just focus without a ton of effort and things are just flowing out of you. And if you've ever been in flow, it's an incredible feeling. It's what encourages you to keep doing more work, whatever your work is, right? And I want us to get out of the idea that flow only happens to creatives and artists, although that's how flow initially was discovered. But really understanding that we can bring in flowy energy into everything we do if we're following the flow cycle. And there's a bunch of science that goes into this that I can get into later. But today we're just talking about the morning routine and flow. So essentially, the protocols that are in a morning routine, like cold showers, journaling, meditation, those help you access flow states. Whether you realize it or not, those protocols are amazing for priming your brain for flow. It's a thing called flow proneness. How prone are you to flow at any given moment? And those protocols help. I think what we've missed in the morning routine hype is that upon waking up, you are naturally and organically already prone for flow. You are already in this naturally elevated flow state, whether you realize it or not, right when you wake up. And if you can, within the first 1 to 2 minutes, jump into your highest priority work and get into a flow state, you are working with your biology. And there's two reasons for that. One, your cognitive load is low. Think about the RAM of the computer. Not a lot has happened to you yet in your day. We haven't loaded anything into our brain yet, right? So low cognitive load. And the second is because upon waking up, your brain waves are closest to what flow state brain waves look like. You're either in delta or theta. What I want to make clear is that you can wake up and brush your teeth and meditate and do all of these things, but the further and further you get away from where your brain was right when you woke up, you're essentially missing out on like a freebie. That's how I look at it. It's like a free pass to flow. We are using our biology to set ourselves up for success. And getting into flow can be difficult. It takes practice. It takes diligence. It takes resiliency. And it takes going through the flow cycle repeatedly over and over. If you can just fly out of bed, go into that deep work And that does not mean you're not going to struggle for a little bit. The first 15 minutes, it might be like, oh my God, like I'm asleep. I don't know what's going on. Like, what am I working on again? And then you just are going to land in a flow state. And if you can work for 1, 2, 3 hours, time will fly by. You're going to get your highest priority work done for the day. It's fascinating that the biohacking routines and all these really good things for us could actually be squandering our biological flow access. None of this will work unless you build in recovery right after. Let's say, for instance, you wake up, you jump right into your flow, you do 2 hours of work, and then you have no time to do any of the recovery protocols, which would be like a cold plunge, cold shower, workout, breathwork, meditation. If you have no time for those and you have to jump into meetings and the rest of your day just flies by, you will burn out over time because you're not building in that recovery piece. And that's so important for flow health. If you want to access flow states more, you have to follow the flow state cycle. And one part of that is recovery. This flowy morning routine only works if you're able to build in recovery. If you can't, I don't think you should wake up and jump into flow. It's just not going to serve you in the long run. Another thing you have to keep in mind if you're going to cancel your morning routine and have a more flowy morning is the night before, you need to make sure that you're building out the high priority tasks. Like, what do you want to get done in that morning? And any information you can give yourself on what it's going to take, any details, because when you wake up in the morning, you're going to feel tired. You're going to feel like I am not awake, especially for me, the way I do it, I don't even have caffeine. I just get to my desk, I open up my to-do list, and right there it says this morning, and I have 3 things that I'm going to get done, and it starts with 1, and there's bullet points under each one of anything I need to know. And it could be as simple as go to this website, pull up this PDF, like whatever resources you need to get to that task done. Label them, attach them, have it there so that you don't have to work hard to get into the task work. You show up to the desk, you have that to-do list, and then you jump into your flow and you try to work for 1, 2, 3 hours. For me personally, I found that I can work for 2 hours and right about 2, I need a coffee. I want food. I want to, you know, do my skincare, right? I just brush my teeth before I do my flowy morning, by the way. It's just going to feel so good because basically before noon, you've already gotten your highest priority work done. You've gotten into a flow state. And essentially, neuroscience shows us that the more we're able to access flow in the earlier parts of our day, the more we'll be able to do it later in our day. And as we wrap today's episode, I just want to say, try the wake up and flow method. I know it feels different and counterintuitive to everything you've probably learned so far about the morning routine, but it's essential. It is truly a cheat code to hyper productivity. So many entrepreneurs are doing this. So many high performers and high achievers, the people who are making more money know how to harness their flow. And so learning these things about flow and implementing them into your life is going to allow you a deeper sense of reward, a deeper sense of purpose, and it's going to push you forward and help you achieve your massive goals.